Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Mem Hey Bechoros 45. And today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah 45b, discusses those mumim, those blemishes, which are disqualifying to a Kohen from serving in the temple. And so our Mishnah says a Kohen that who is a Kushi, a Gihor, and a Lavkan, which our Gemara is going to discuss what those are, disqualified, and also a Kipeach, which is somebody who is very tall and thin. Nanas, this is somebody who has like dwarfism or who is very, very short. Vacheresh, this is somebody who is deaf mute, who the Talmud considered to be, they didn't understand before the age of sign language, they didn't understand that that person was really smart. Vashota, also a person who is insane. Vashikor, or drunk. Ubali negayim taharim, if a person has afflictions that they're not sarat, but they are afflictions on the body, all of these things are psulim ba'adam, that they're disqualifying for a Kohen who has any one of these blemishes, uksher b'behema. But if they're appearing on an animal, then they're not going to disqualify the animal. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, shote min ha'behema, eina min ha'mufchar, that if an animal has such a blemish, that is, it's insane, it's not acting properly, then it's not going to be considered to be one of the ideal ways to bring a sacrifice, because the sacrifice needs to be from the Mivchor Nidrechem, as the Sifrei to Devarim explains. And so therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that such an animal should not be brought. Rabbi Elazar says, Af Balei HaDilduin Psuin Ba'adam Uksherim Be'behema. Also, if you have pieces of meat that are hanging down from their body, it's going to be disqualified by a man and kosher by an animal. So we see from here, this is the basis of our mission, that those things that are disqualified. But the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara says, is this really the case? What is Kipeach? So Tani Rav Zvid, that the Kipeach, who he said is disqualified, this is a Gavoa. This is a person who's very, very tall. I translated it earlier as somebody who's very tall and narrow. And that was on the basis of how the Gemara understands Kipeach, because all Kipeach really means, according to the Gemara's first explanation, is somebody who's very tall. So the Gemara asks, is that really the case, that somebody who's very tall is disqualified? But height is a great thing. V'atani Rabbi Avo, minayin shekadosh baruch hu mishtabech b'balei kohen. God praises or is praised from those who are tall, and it's they're considered to be like great things. And how do we know? So how do we know that that's the case? Because it says in Amos 2:9, "Vanochi yishmarati esam morim ipnehem, asher kegova razim gavo." That God says that he will destroy in front of the Jewish people the Amorites, who are very tall. So we see from here that the fact that they're very tall proves their greatness, and that's considered to be a feature, not a bug. And so why would we think that? Why does our Mishnah say that if they're very tall, that's going to be considered to be a blemish, and they're disqualified from serving on the temple? So says Rav Papa, yeah, there's tall, and then there's Ba'aricha Shmita Sanya. And this is the way Rashi understands it. That means that there's somebody very tall and very skinny at the same time, and that's not a good look. That somebody who's like abnormally tall and abnormally skinny is going to be considered to be an oddity, which will disqualify them from serving in the temple. And they're not able to bow down as a result of their skinniness, and therefore they look, he's not able to straighten up as a result of his skinniness, and as a result of this, he looks like somebody whose bones are dislodged. And so therefore, since he looks off, he's going to be considered to be a balmum and not able to serve. That's how Rashi understands it. Others, Rabbeinu Gershom says, it means that his face is jutting out. But we see from here, that this such a person is going to be considered to be disqualified. Says Reish Lakish, if a person is exceedingly tall, gavoa lo yisagvo, he says, somebody who's very tall should not marry a woman who's very tall, because shema yetze mehen toren, maybe they're going to have a giant, somebody who's giant, and that's a physical difference that will be uncomfortable to be raised in that manner. Or nanasli isa nanesis, that somebody who's very short should not marry somebody else who's very short. Shema yetzim hametzbai, maybe they're going to give birth to somebody who's extremely short. So too, if there is a lavan, lo yisal levana, that if a person is exceedingly white, they should not marry another person who's exceedingly white. Shema yetzim hem boak, maybe they're going to give birth to a child who's very white. Or shachar lo yisal shchor, somebody who's very black should not marry somebody else who's very black. Shema yetzim hem tafiach, maybe they're they're going to give birth to somebody who's normally a black like a pot. And so the basic point is that the Talmud is worried about this, like, genetics contributing to a person having a physical oddity that will make it difficult for the person. So we see from here, however, the phrase says that God praises those who are Torah, and we see from here that why is it the case that Hashem considers that those who are tall to be praiseworthy, and why is Hashem praised there as a result of those who are tall? So the reason at first glance, and the simple reason, is because somebody who's tall is good looking and brings joy and gladness to the world, and when somebody has this joy and gladness to the world, this is a reflection of God, and for this reason it's going to be a pleasant and positive thing, and so therefore it brings joy and positivity to the world. And indeed the Talmud in Sanhedrin 17a says that the Chachamim who sat in the Sanhedrin, they were supposed to have many attributes, and amongst those attributes was that they should be people who are malikoma, that they should be people who are very tall. And because somebody tall, they carry themselves in a good way, they're aesthetically pleasant to be around, and such a person is a reflection of Hashem Yisparach, because Hashem has created the world, and so therefore we're appreciating and taking note of the fact that there are beautiful things in the world. And in that context, that's how a person who's very tall is thereby contributing to praise of God in this world.